Welcome to the Modern Creative Podcast, where I chat all about creative entrepreneurship and how to grow your calligraphy business. So if you're looking for tips on how to scale your business, maybe while you're balancing a day job, you are in the right place. And in today's episode, I am talking about passive income or almost passive income. Now, before I get started, I do want to mention that I do have a free business training for you. You can actually head to calligraphybizclass.com or check the link in the show notes. But it's a free business class all about how to grow your business without being salesy or without having a large social media following. So be sure to check that out at calligraphybizclass.com. So let's get started with the whole passive income thing, right? It's something that people talk about. It's something that I'm going to bet everybody wants. But the first thing I have to say is that it is not real. Like, truly passive income does not exist. Is it possible to make money from your calligraphy business while you are out walking a dog, you know, working your day job, or even while you're picking up Mexican takeout? Yes. And I know that is true because those are all places and times where I have received, you know, that little ping, that little notification. For me, it's a little cha-ching sound. I've received those while I was doing all of those things, but it wasn't truly passive because I had to do a lot of things to even get to that point, right? The work that had to happen in order to get those, you know, cha-ching sounds for me while at my day job or while I was out with the dog or whatnot, there was just so much that it could not be passive. It definitely was not passive. So that's the thing with passive income. Something 100% truly passive, I do not believe is possible in your business, but almost passive income is definitely possible. But it's only possible after, frankly, what I think is a lot of time. And once you do a lot of this upfront work. So I actually have three tips in case you want to start having almost passive income. If you want that to be maybe your main revenue stream and the main way that you make money, or if you want to add a revenue stream that isn't as active or doesn't require your one-on-one time and you want another income stream, because I do think that we have to have multiple income streams as creative business owners. Definitely tangent, start with one and then build up to multiple streams. So if you're at that point now where you are feeling maybe a little bit burnt out by doing possibly one-on-one custom work or working with brides and you want to have another revenue stream, or maybe you do enjoy doing that, but you want to make more with your business and there's nothing wrong with that, think about passive income or almost passive income. So here are the three things that I think you need in order to start building almost passive income for your calligraphy business. The first thing is having an offer that doesn't require one-on-one time from you. Let's say that you do, I don't know, calligraphy workshops, for example. I used to teach in the San Francisco Bay Area right until the pandemic started for years. Public workshops, corporate workshops, private workshops, I did it all. But I was still exchanging my time for money, right? I had to physically go to a studio or someone's corporate office or, you know, someone's home, whatever the event was or whatever the workshop was, and exchange my time for money. I had to also prep. So there's all these hours I was working before I even got to teaching. So because I wanted to kind of make that a little bit more passive, one of my earlier courses was actually a brush calligraphy course, because I figured, hey, I really enjoy workshops. And now I have all of this experience teaching people, how can I remove myself from that equation but still teach more people? And to me, that was making a course. And so that's just an example of one way how you can create an offer where you're not touching it every day, where it's not exchanging time for money. Of course, with that course or with any offer that you're going to make, there is that upfront work. I mentioned that earlier. And so for me and the course, that meant I had to script things. I had to take time to write and edit and film and sell the course before I could even make it passive, because that act of actually selling that course live, if you will, when I'm like, hey, enrollment's open from this day to this day, that is not passive. Even after you kind of have this digital offer, like I did with this course, I still had to sell it live. The next step was to make it passive. And in order to do that, I set up funnels and I had a lot of back-end systems. But you can kind of see how first you need to pick your offer and the thing that is going to help you stop exchanging time for money. But even when you find that thing, there is so much work that still needs to be done in order to make it ready for being almost passive. But the very first step, let's like rewind there, is figuring out what that is. What is the thing that you can create? What is that offer that your audience really needs that doesn't require that much time from you, that will not require that much time from you in the future. So it's likely going to be something digital. If you are a wedding calligrapher, for example, maybe it means you're creating templates from your very best or your well-received custom invites. But once you have a template, it's really easy to continue to sell the thing over and over, right? Maybe it's a course. Maybe it's some kind of like digital download. What is that for you? Figure out what that is, and then you're going to have to work backwards and actually make the thing, which is not passive, actually sell the thing live, which is not passive, and then start to build your systems and your funnels so that it can run on its own eventually. And I'll talk about how to make that happen in a little bit. Now, I've already kind of mentioned it, but the second step that you need for almost passive income is setting up a funnel. So, oh Lord, when I started my calligraphy business, I didn't know really about email marketing or funnels or automations. My brain is definitely there. I'm definitely a left brain creative, and my whole career has been in tech. And so I'm not scared of these things, but it's just not something that I really thought about with my own business. But the second thing you need to do after you've built this thing is to make sure that you have a funnel leading to your offer. And I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again, but I really think that everyone's first funnel and first automation. So let's back up. What is your funnel? Think about, and I'm making hand gestures if you're watching me on YouTube, but if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, you can't see me. But think about an actual funnel, right? So wide on the top, and then it goes down. And that's what your marketing funnel is. We want to start with the top where it's your content, and then people, they'll download your opt-in, they'll join your welcome sequence that is completely automated. And at the end of your welcome sequence, you'll have your sales emails that pitch your offer. You need something like that. And it's not always going to be your opt-in. It might be some free class. I mean, you just heard me on the beginning of this podcast episode where I talked about, hey, I have a free class. That's like the entrance of my own funnel. But I think the very, very first funnel that people do have and should have is your welcome sequence. So you have to have that set up in order to lead people to the bottom of your funnel. And at the bottom of your funnel is automated emails, is very key, that are pitching your offer. And so it might be 2 a.m. in your time zone, but across the world, it is not. Someone might see that you have a free opt-in and then opt into that, download it, and then they're going to go through an automation. And at the end of that automation, they will be presented with the chance to purchase your likely digital offer from you. And so it's really important to have that set up as well. So you're kind of getting my drift now, right? Where I said there's a lot of work in order to kind of have that almost passive income stream. But I tell you, it is worth it. I just also want to say that it is a lot of work, and I don't want to sugarcoat that. Now, speaking about funnels, the third thing that you need to do for almost passive income is to feed your funnel. So let's say, in my example, you have your course, you have your opt-in and your email marketing software and your welcome sequence already set. And at the end of that welcome sequence, you're pitching your course. Well, how do you get people to enter your funnel? You have to feed it. And how do you feed your funnel? You have to create content or share content you've already created. It's okay to share old content, especially if your content is evergreen and not tied to specific dates. So you have to share it. And the whole thing with that is you share your content. You mention in your content that there's that entrance to your funnel, right? So an opt-in, a webinar, a training, a challenge, for example, and then the automation kicks in. And so the only kind of active part of this whole thing of step three is that you feed your funnel. So as long as you are, again, I'm using all these hand gestures, but only people on YouTube can see. As long as you are feeding your funnel, so creating content or sharing content, and within your content, it is inviting people to join your funnel, then that is the only active thing that you really need to do, because you already have that automation set up and people are going to just automatically receive emails through that. And so you can see here, this is one reason why it is really important, I think, not just to rely on social media, and you do need email marketing. Like, email marketing is not dead. How could it be dead? Think of all the vendors, or think of all the online stores that you still receive emails from, right? That you still purchase from when there's a sale. So email marketing is not dead. That's my stance on it. Maybe other people have a different stance, but That's why it's important to kind of have that as well as social media. You can't just rely on social media alone. So just to review, you need to start with having that offer that does not require you to exchange time for money eventually. So nothing like one-on-one. It's going to likely be something digital. And then set up your funnel, your very first funnel. It's probably going to be your welcome sequence. There are definitely other funnels that can be created, but definitely start with your welcome sequence. And at the end of that sequence, pitch that offer, that digital thing that you have created that does not require you to take a one-on-one client. That's what you're pitching at the end of your email sequence. That is completely automated. And then the third thing is that you feed your funnel. So you can't just set it and forget it. You can't just put an opt-in out there. You can't just create a free class. Or even you can't just create this like digital good, this digital offer and expect people are going to flock to it. That is not how you're going to make almost passive income. There is still work required. So you have to feed your funnel, talk about your content, make sure your content, again, references your funnel and how people can join whatever that entrance is to your funnel. And that's probably the most active part of things, just kind of reminding people to join your opt-in, to join your list, to join your free class. But that's kind of where you start. And eventually, you're going to get into this routine of sharing your funnel, of feeding your funnel, like I've been saying, and you'll see those automated sales. That's kind of the magic of email marketing and automation. But like I said, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, and it is a lot of work. This is something that will probably take, you know, a few months to do, but it's so, so worth it because at the end of it, after all of this work, you will have, you know, automated sales while you're at your day job, while you're out walking the dogs, or while you're out just living life eventually. So it's not something that's going to happen overnight, but I think it is something that is so worth it. And I think whether you want your revenue streams, like most of your revenue streams or all of them, to be passive like this, or if you want to supplement your one-on-one client work, this is something that everyone should have. Just so it's running in the background, you know, it's always running in the background. And the only thing you have to do is, again, feed your funnel. But that's how you get started with almost passive income. I'm so sorry to say that truly passive income does not exist, or at least I do not believe that it exists for calligraphy business owners or those that are maybe solopreneurs, but it doesn't mean that it's not possible to have those cha-chings. Like I said, I get the cha-ching texts whenever you make a sale that's kind of unexpected and when you're not actively selling something. That's totally possible for you. So I would love to know, what are you going to create? What's the thing that you are going to offer your audience that does not require an exchange of your time for their money? Let me know over at joycechristine.co on Instagram or Modern Creative Podcast, also on Instagram, and I'll catch you in the next episode.